USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ian continues on a path to southwest Florida. The Category 3 hurricane has sustained winds of 120 miles an hour, with the eye located about 90 miles southwest of the city of Naples at 3 a.m. Eastern. Tampa and St. Petersburg had looked set for their first possible direct hit by a major hurricane in a century, but the latest forecasting models predict Ian making landfall further south along the coast. Burning the midnight oil, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News.
This is a Category 3. It will certainly be a Category 4 at some point. It may reach landfall as a Category 4, which is going to pack a punch in and of itself. That's going to generate a huge amount of storm surge. And then what's expected to happen is the storm is going to come onshore, and then it's going to kind of slow to a crawl. Yes, it will weaken, but it will just plod along. What that's going to do, that's going to dump massive amounts of rain.
Denmark believes deliberate actions caused big leaks in two natural gas pipelines running under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany. And seismologists say powerful explosions preceded the leaks. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen says this is no accident. The man convicted of making a bomb that killed another man outside a Las Vegas resort escaped from prison Tuesday. 42-year-old Porfirio Herrera is at large after escaping from the Southern Desert Correctional Center. That's about a 30-minute drive north of Las Vegas, Nevada. Early results have been declared after 5 days of voting in the so-called referendums on whether occupied regions of Ukraine should join Russia. The United Kingdom's Defense Ministry is reporting Vladimir Putin could announce the annexation of occupied regions of Ukraine into Russia within days. Ukraine and Western nations call the election during a wartime a sham. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to pour large amounts of illegal immigrants into the country.
Over 200,000 illegal immigrant encounters were reported along the southern border in August alone, according to Customs and Border Protection. Yuma Mayor Douglas Nichols says his majority Hispanic community has a tradition of doing immigration the right way.
As a community, we're just really overwhelmingly supportive of border security, of the wall, of all those policies that make and force people to do it the right way.
He believes a barrier would better control the flow of illegal immigrants. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
All of Cuba was without power late Tuesday after Hurricane Ian swept through in the morning and severely flooded the Caribbean island. Work continues to restore power to the nation of 11 million people after the electrical grid collapsed due to the major hurricane. A teenage boy was killed and four others were injured in a shooting behind Roxborough High School in the Roxborough neighborhood of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This happened Tuesday afternoon. The victims were finishing a scrimmage against two other teams and were walking off the field, according to Philadelphia police. A bill to avert a government shutdown cleared a key procedural hurdle in the Senate on Tuesday after lawmakers stripped a proposal from Senator Joe Manchin on energy permitting reform from the legislation. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.